Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today. It is 36 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The day after winning the New Hampshire primary, Donald Trump's focus is on South Carolina. Capitol Hill, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says Trump needs to widen his appeal for the general election.
There needs to be, outside, after a primary, there needs to be a broader appeal than just to primary voters. You can't win with just your own base. But President Biden's got serious problems. I mean, all the polling shows that even Democrats aren't excited about his candidacy. So I like President Trump's chances.
Nikki Haley finished second in New Hampshire. She is hoping for a boost in her home state of South Carolina.
If you will join with me in this movement, if you will join with me in this fight to save America, I promise you our best days are yet to come.
For the Democrats today, President Biden is the keynote speaker at a United Auto Workers political convention. He's working to win over blue-collar workers in critical Midwestern swing states. Deputies have found six people dead in a remote area of the Mojave Desert in Southern California. Authorities did not immediately release details about how or when the people died or who they were. A state trooper in Minnesota has been charged with murder in the shooting death of Ricky Cobb II during a July traffic stop. Trooper Ryan Londrigan is charged with second-degree unintentional murder, first-degree assault, and second-degree manslaughter. It has happened again. Two American flag ships carrying cargo for the Defense and State Departments came under attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Get ready to hear this again. Comedy Central says Jon Stewart is returning to The Daily Show as a weekly host and executive producer through the 2024 presidential election cycle. This is AP News. A man who shot a woman when the SUV she was riding mistakenly drove into his driveway in upstate New York was convicted of manslaughter.
A jury found 66-year-old Kevin Monahan guilty for shooting 20-year-old Kaylin Gillis last April when she and her friends pulled into his long, curving driveway in Hebron near the Vermont border while they were trying to find another house. They began leaving once they realized their mistake, but Monahan came out to his porch and fired his shotgun twice. During closing arguments, the prosecution told jurors Monahan was motivated by irrational rage toward trespassers. Sentencing is in March. The murder conviction carries a maximum 25 years to life. Julie Walker, New York.
The Biden administration is proposing getting rid of another type of so-called bank junk fees, transaction decline fees. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Richland Locker is sizzling with this week's specials. Treat your taste buds to top sirloin at just $6.98 per pound and indulge in the rich flavor of New York strip for only $7.98 per pound. Craving ribs? Baby backs are a steal at $3.48 per pound. Taste the tradition from three generations at the Richland Locker, your local meat market since 1939. Hurry, these mouth-watering deals only last so long. Visit them on South Main Street, Richland Locker, where tradition meets flavor. Your perfect cut of meat is waiting. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt Woodland Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, K Kendall Lube Express, Sitter Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, TC Autoworks, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, and Kickapoo Creekside. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 36 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for cloudy and foggy conditions, areas of drizzle possible with highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, fog and scattered drizzle with a low of 32. And tomorrow, foggy and mild with occasional drizzle and light rain with a high of 38. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 33, it's 36 degrees.
Happy New Year from the Creative Outlet. Let me help you with your New Year's resolution to catch up with your scrapbooking projects. With great products for all four seasons and my help, you're sure to find exactly what you need to make this New Year's resolution stick. Come see me at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is the only facility in Richland County to offer a full continuum of care. Our campus is designed to allow you to age in place without moving to a new facility when care requirements change. For those who require additional help, we offer a complete in-house therapy department capable of meeting your needs for physical, occupational, or speech therapy. As a part of the continuum, Schmidt Woodland Hills offers in-home services through our house calls division. We have 35 independent retirement apartments, 30 assisted living units, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. The skilled nursing facility earned the highest possible 5-star rating for the past 3 years. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Call Schmidt Woodland Hills at 647-8931 to schedule a visit or to obtain more information.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Good afternoon. It's 36 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Center City Council held a special meeting last night due to two open alderperson seats on the council. The first is for District 1, which is up for election in April. Due to health reasons, Connie Hoppenjohn is unable to fulfill her term. The person filling it would be responsible for the next three meetings. Mayor Todd Coppernall approached the council about filling the position by appointment until April and then let it be filled by a write-in vote, as no one is currently running for the position. The mayor then moved to fill the position with Ron Fruit, who said he was willing to fill it, and the motion was seconded. Alderperson Karen Tepley felt that it should be made known to the public to see if someone is willing to fill the seat. Tepley then moved to postpone the appointment until the February 6th meeting, and Kevin Melby seconded. Steve Downs said he didn't see a reason to postpone as they were all elected officials and were elected to carry out the business of the city. The motion to postpone passed on a 5-1 vote. The seat in District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3, remains open, and anyone who lives in the district wishing to fill the position should make their wishes known and attend the February 6th meeting where an appointment will be made. There is also an open seat in District 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9, following the resignation of Melanie Walters. No decision has been made to fill that seat at this time. The State Department of Public Instruction is publishing its list of schools going to referendum
today. Many districts finalized ballot language in board meetings Monday. Already, as of last week, 60 ballot questions for school referenda have been approved, with 10 going on February's primary ballots and 50 more for April. It's expected the total number will be over 100 once the DPI releases its report. Kickapoo, Richland, River Valley, Sparta, and Westby are among the districts with an approved referendum. The River Valley School District has been working on their referendum over the past several months. Lauren Glassbrenner is the district administrator.
I've been trying to give updates for the communities around us about the referendum in River Valley that's been coming our way. And this is different than the other referendum. We do have operational referendum that, like many of our rural school districts, run on operational referenda. And that's just to pay the bills and to make sure that we're continuing with the operating offerings that we have. So in order to offer all the good things for kids, we ask our communities to give us dollars and cents to make sure that we can continue to provide the great things that we do. And River Valley's had operational referendum happening for the last 6 years. However, we also are jumping into another type of referendum, and that's the capital referenda. And within the state of Wisconsin, a capital referenda is around remodeling or building to make sure that the facilities are up to code and up to snuff, if you will, to make sure that everything that we're doing with the greater properties of River Valley are where they need to be too.
To come up with important issues that need to be on the referendum, the school district received help from a group of individuals.
Back in 2022, we started having these conversations in phase one of building an advisory task force. And it was really important that I, as I took over some leadership roles in River Valley now 4 years ago, if we were going to look at the architectural structures as well as the status of our district, I needed to involve the community. So we set forth and invited, I would say, around 100 people to come to a meeting, and we called those the advisory task force members. And they have been incredibly crucial and important to our group. And those advisory task force folks have really helped us look forward to think about what did we want the district to have. And really what they set forth is they set forth some goals for success. If we were going to look at capital referendum ideas in River Valley, they wanted us to be really careful to stick to some goals.
The goals set by the task force should be beneficial not only for River Valley schools, but for the community as well.
That original group of about 75 people got together and set forth some bulleted ideas, and I'd still like to review those with just our communities to make sure they understand this is a community referendum. This isn't a River Valley administrator referendum. It's very much about what we can do to offer the best things for the kids of River Valley. So some of the things that they said for success, we have to continue to think about safety and security, making sure that the offices are secure, that we go through really good procedures to make sure that any visitors coming to the school are truly mentored to be there. We want to foster trust amongst our communities. River Valley's unique. We have Lone Rock, we have Arena, we have Plain, we have Spring Green that make up our district. So that unique structure of our district means that we need to foster trust in all of those communities and not think of one more than the other. We want to engage all students. We want to make sure that we have welcoming environments. We want to make sure that we're also making learning spaces and library spaces and collaborative spaces. We really want kids to know that collaboration is a big deal. We want to make sure that we're managing debt and being really thoughtful of how we spend our money, because we can't just spend willy-nilly. Technology was considered. We even investigated daycare and childcare, before school care, after school care. But within all of these, we basically wanted to utilize the best resources that we had to leverage and keep everything moving forward to create an opportunity for us to discuss what comes next in River Valley.
After the goals were created, Glassbrenner said that a survey was sent out to the citizens of the communities in the River Valley School District. The actions from the survey say that the district should go to a capital referendum.
So we moved ahead with our campaign. We've used this public advisory task force meeting all the way along. And through this process, we finally come to setting some questions for the River Valley School District. So those questions will be on an April 2nd ballot. And those are big questions for us. So those are things that we will have a building referendum coming out to be on our ballot. And it has two questions. One of those questions will be to authorize spending in order to update and build, if you will, those construction needs for the three buildings to meet ADA compliance, to put on some safe and secure entry entrances and to remodel some classroom spaces. That's question one. That's in the tune of $19.5 million. And I knew in our survey that we sent out to our community, they said, really try to keep the spending under $20 million. And I do feel like this is doing that. The second question, though, is an additional funding. And that second question is for $14.5 million, but that's to build a performing arts center. River Valley currently doesn't have a space for any kind of plays, musicals, or performance arts. And so we're looking at that being a separate question where people can make that choice. They can invest in question one or question two, or of course, I would love it if they invested in question one and question two. But I tried to really make sure that we were cognizant of the fact that we wanted to give families a choice. If they felt like they needed to help improve schools but couldn't cut it and they thought that that was overspending, that they could say yes to one and not to question two. So again, I think that both of them are valid questions that help build forward great things for River Valley, but I also wanted to make sure that people understood there are two questions there and the vote really is up to them.
There will be future meetings that Lauren Glassbrenner says the public can attend if they have any questions and to see what the proposed referendum projects are all about.
Our first one will be February 27th. That'll be at our high school at 5 p.m. Our second community meeting will be March 4th at our high school again. That's at 6 p.m. And then our third one will be at our middle school, and that'll be at 5 p.m. And that's on March 21st. So again, February 27th in the evening, March 4th or March 21st in the evenings. They're all on the River Valley campus, but those are three community meetings where everybody will be there. Again, I will though say, if you want me to come to a small group meeting, I'm more than happy to bring the River Valley Roadshow your way. And I'll be happy to sit with you at your kitchen table if you need me to help explain what we've done thus far and what we have on the ballot.
Information from past Facility Study Task Force meetings can be found on the River Valley School District website by logging on to rvschools.org and clicking on the Facility Study Task Force towards the bottom of the webpage. Governor Evers is declaring 2024 the Year of the Worker. He used his State of the State speech last night to welcome ideas to boost child care and public education and paid family leave.
Let's hear it. I will work with any legislator, any partner, any stakeholder who's willing to engage in meaningful conversations on these issues to do the right thing for Wisconsin.
Evers also says he'll make over-the-counter contraceptives free to people in Wisconsin getting public health insurance.
Today I'm announcing I'm directing the Department of Health Services to issue a standing order for Badger Care Plus to serve as a prescription to over-the-counter, to cover over-the-counter contraception, including emergency contraception.
Evers also used his State of the State speech last night to call for paid family leave and more help for public education and the child care industry. Republican lawmakers are rebuffing Governor Evers' call for paid family leave and more help for public education and the child care industry. They say they want to return the state's $4 billion surplus to taxpayers.
We stand for limited government, low taxes, safe communities, and a strong economy. A strong surplus is an opportunity to advance those goals. The surplus should be returned to the hardworking taxpayers who have given the state government more than their money than is necessary.
That's State Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, who delivered the GOP response to Governor Evers' State of the State speech last night. It's 36 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1219. DATCAP's Michelle Reinen warns of QR codes next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 36 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. When individuals go online to find information and go to a website they are looking for, they usually want to use the fastest way possible. With modern technology, QR codes help make this possible. QR codes are seen and used more each day. Not only are companies using QR codes to help direct consumers to their websites and apps, scammers are starting to use them as well to obtain personal information. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Here in Wisconsin, we have received reports from consumers that indicate that they have seen fake QR codes. This is something happening in our state. What's happening is that we know companies use QR codes to point consumers to their apps, track packages, even view restaurant menus now. And you may have recently used one of these. It could even be for paying public parking and to get into concerts and sporting events and board a flight. You know, QR codes are kind of the thing now. But what happens is scammers know this, and they can take advantage of this technology to direct you to a fake website where you're directed to enter personal information such as account information, passwords, login, and other financial information. So we want consumers to be aware of this scam and be sure that they are watching for it.
If you are familiar with QR codes and the one you decide to use looks legitimate, be sure to use with caution because looks could be deceiving.
One common method they use to swindle you is placing QR code stickers over the top of legitimate QR codes. And so this makes it appear as though it is real, and yet you are at their fake website instead of the legitimate website where you may be looking for information. So be very cautious when using QR codes.
Before using a QR code, Reinen recommends investigating to make sure it is legitimate.
The best way to proceed is just really inspect the URL or web address before entering any information to ensure that it's not an imposter account website. So when you scan that code, you can see where it's going to be taking you, and pay attention and look at that. Check for minor spelling errors, unusual formatting, and other discrepancies. And you can even consider typing a verified web address directly into your browser instead of using the QR code scan. And then be aware of the shortened website links. If a URL shortened link appears when you scan a QR code, understand that you can't always know where the code is directing you. So again, might be time for you to actually Google or web browse and search for where you're trying to get to.
If you like using QR codes, there is something you can install on your device to help keep your information safe.
There's a tool you can also use. Install a QR scanner with added security. Some antivirus companies have QR scanner apps that check the safety of a scan link before you open it, and they can identify phishing scams, forced app downloads, and other dangerous links. So if you are one who uses QR codes at the ready, this tool might be something that you want to take a look at and add to your phone.
Michelle Reinen reminds you to keep things current on your device.
when you see that your device needs an update, get that done right away. Don't delay. And that includes the operating system. It can include any apps you're using, especially if you're going to be using a QR scanner app with the added security. You want to be sure you're getting all those tweaks and fixes and bugs up to date, because people are fixing those because they cause trouble for individuals. So we don't want to delay in getting those patches in place.
If you suspect a QR code is fake, or if you have your personal information compromised after using a QR code, you can contact ATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. Residents in the area of the County Highway T bridges between Port Andrew and Blue River in Grant and Richland counties are urged to attend the Wisconsin Department of Transportation public involvement meeting to discuss improvement on the bridges over the Wisconsin River. The meeting will be held this evening from 5 to 6:30 with a short presentation at 5:30 at the Blue River Community Building. The project will replace two bridges over the Wisconsin River. Additionally, pavement approaches will be replaced, updated guardrail and pavement markings. During construction, County T will be closed and detoured, utilizing Wisconsin 60, 80, and 133. Construction is anticipated for 2027. The American Red Cross continues to experience an emergency blood shortage as severe winter weather has further impacted the ability to rebuild the blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. The national blood supply remains at critically low levels. Blood drives have been canceled in nearly every state where the Red Cross collects blood. As a result, nearly 15,000 blood and platelet donations have gone uncollected this month alone. In addition to dangerous road conditions, many Americans have dealt with flight and shipping delays, and the Red Cross is no different. Snow, ice, and extreme temperatures have made it tougher to move vital blood products across the Red Cross network, affecting deliveries to hospitals in some locations. As much of the country warms up this week, individuals are urged to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from noon to 5 at the Montfort Fire and Rescue Building, and Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. Mary's and St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point. Make an appointment to donate by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Two people are charged with killing 57-year-old Floyd Burdick in Juneau County last week. 47-year-old Donald Dahlberg and 27-year-old Crystal Toomer were each charged Monday. Dahlberg is accused of homicide and arson, while Toomer is charged with arson and mutilating a corpse. Court documents say Dahlberg shot and killed Burdick, and then the two suspects tried to burn the body in Burdick's vehicle afterwards. All three people are from Guard Marsh. Or Grand Marsh. A Sauk County summer camp is canceling its 2024 season after a trailer with all of its equipment was stolen last week. The Devil's Lake Climbing Guide Summer Adventure Camp said it lost several bikes, paddle boards, and camping equipment when its trailer was hauled off by thieves January 15th. Without the equipment, the camp can't operate. The camp's director said the camp had been struggling with hiring staff and didn't have a building to store its equipment in. It's 36 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1228. Today's vital statistics are next.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advance Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advance Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advance Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-475-3973.
It's 36 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:30. Today is Wednesday, January 24th. Rodney Dale Rux, 79, of Muscadet, died last Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held tomorrow at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. Rodney Rux is survived by his wife of 60 years, Bonnie, 4 children, Lori Perkins, Sherry and Mike Biba, Jeremy and Heather Rux, and Ryan and Samantha Rux, 9 grandchildren, and a brother, Daryl Rux. Rodney Dale Rux, 79, of Muscadet. Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon, died January 9th at UW Health, University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to the Gays Mills Community Center in Gays Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bosque Bell is assisting the family. Mike Drake is survived by his wife Mary, 2 children, Connor and Corinna of Oregon, 3 siblings, Teresa and Robert Ludlow of Glenview, Illinois, John and Lori of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jim and Kelly of Green Bay. Nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon. Vern P. Demers, 77, of Spring Green, formerly of Rice Lake, died yesterday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will be held at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Rice Lake at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 10:30. The Richards and Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Vern Demers include his wife, Lila, a son, Christopher Demers of Casanova, a daughter, Michelle and Kevin Thera of Spring Green, 3 grandchildren, other relatives, and friends. Vern P. Demers, 77, of Spring Green, formerly of Rice Lake. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge, died January 15th at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Ebb Bauer is survived by his siblings, David and Tammy Bauer of Hill Point, Vincent Bauer of Lime Ridge, Mary and Richard Roble of Reedsburg, and Melissa and Matt Kruger of Lime Ridge, an aunt, nephews, and nieces, along with other relatives and friends. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley, died Saturday at home following a brief illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 3:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Burial will be in the spring at Our Lady of the Friends. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 2 until the time of Mass at 3:30. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Disabled Veterans of America Foundation. Jerry Cast is survived by his wife, Laura, son, Josh and Jenny, daughter, Molly, 3 grandchildren, a great-grandson, 2 brothers, Jim and Carol, and John and Jeannie, both of Bear Valley. Extended family, Teddy and Tammy Ressler, and Kevin and Lisa Ressler. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at her home in Viroqua, and again Sunday, February 11th, from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Jerry Harper is survived by 2 children, Heather Miller of Richland Center and Jay Rock of Albuquerque, New Mexico, 6 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 3 sisters, Marcia Mormon of La Crescent, Minnesota, Marion Ed Phillips of Mequon, and Christy Mormon of La Crescent, Minnesota, a brother, Robert and Penny Mormon of Hoka, Minnesota, and numerous nieces and nephews and many friends. Geraldine Ann, Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 5 at the Goddard-Gaprat Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans is survived by a sister, Joyce Evans of Muscadet, 2 brothers, Tim Evans of Highland, and Thurman and Karen Evans of New Jersey, many nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet. Jacqueline K., Jackie Long, 75, of Viola, died Tuesday at Soldiers Grove Health Services in Soldiers Grove. A memorial service will be held in the spring. The Vasateg Larson Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is assisting the family. Jackie Long is survived by her husband of 50 years, David, 3 children, Jennifer and Ken Nels of Northport, Florida, Philip Oliver of Viola, and Jason and Daylene Long of Gays Mills, 7 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, and many brothers and sisters-in-law, nieces and nephews. Jacqueline K., Jackie Long, 75, of Viola.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
This is Michael with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. We service and repair all makes and models of furnaces and boilers. The maintenance on your furnace is just as important as servicing your vehicle. By staying on top of routine maintenance with a clean, well-adjusted heating system, you will save money, fuel, and prolong equipment life. Annual service can help acknowledge any early warning signs that your system may be malfunctioning. If your heating system is falling behind on efficiency, Armstrong Air's product family includes a smart, efficient solution for every home. The Pro Series from Armstrong Air takes control to a whole new level. More precise temperatures, more control throughout your home, more heat out of every dollar. Call today for more information or to schedule an appointment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, 647-6345.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Rick and Deb Manning, John and Cheryl McNerlin, and Gary and Mildred Harris. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, plenty of clouds and fog locked across the Midwest. In fact, this fog bank runs all the way from Texas clear up through southern Canada and stretches east as far as Michigan and westward as far as the Dakotas and Nebraska. We're going to see some occasional drizzle as well. Looks like the brunt of it for today, at least tracking off to the southeast of us with a weather system. But another surge of moisture coming in tomorrow should bring us some light rain showers. Nothing real heavy, but maybe a tenth inch or so possible through Thursday evening. Behind that weather maker, we should dry out nicely for the weekend, probably still staying mostly cloudy, but hopefully a few peaks of sun. And of course, the big story will be a continuation of the above normal temperatures by about 10 to 13 degrees. The warmest air of the next few weeks may come in later next week, right around Thursday and Friday. That's when temperatures have a pretty good shot at getting well into the 40s across the region before things settle back a bit going into that following week. Here's your forecast for the rest of today. Cloudy with some fog, areas of drizzle possible as well as temperatures reach the mid-30s. East to southeast wind around 5. Fog and scattered drizzle tonight, low 32. Tomorrow foggy and mild with occasional drizzle and light rain, high up to 38. East wind near 5. Fog, drizzle, and light showers possible Thursday night, low at 32. Friday mostly cloudy and mild, high near 40. As we head into Saturday, mostly cloudy and comfortably mild again, low 29, high near 39 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy to a few breaks of sun, low temperature 28, high about 37. Little change for Monday, dry and warmer than normal, low 24, high 37. And next Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 26 with a high of 39. There is a small chance of some light rain or snow showers by Tuesday night. Please travel carefully out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a cloudy 37 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 35, our low this morning was 33. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 37. The record high for this state set in 1981 is 59 degrees. The record low, 24 below, was set in 1936. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 27. Sunset today will be at 5:03, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:24. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is down to 30.08, and just a trace of precipitation earlier this morning. It is a cloudy 37 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui,
providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Good luck picking the right carbon market option for your farm or ranch. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. It's tough to navigate the carbon marketplace. Iowa State University Extension economist Alejandro Plastina co-authored a new report on the status of carbon market options.
If we can develop standards to have these programs talk to each other and have farmers understand and be able to convert their practices in one program into changes in carbon credits in another program, that would really facilitate market development down the road. But at this point, we don't have those standards, but there's plenty of interest and many carbon programs are establishing a presence.
Plastina says many farmers remain uncertain about participation.
And that has to do with having to face a learning curve to implement cover crops, no-till, and other changes. It's costly to change practices at the farm level. Looking at the U.S. maps for cover crops and no-till, we see that there's great potential to increase the adoption of these practices through time, but if the price is right, because again, it's costly to do that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service in real estate, household, hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The record corn yield is a surprise to some. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The lead economist for the National Corn Growers Association says a record corn yield during a year with widespread drought comes as a bit of a surprise. Brownfield's Nicole Heslop has more from the Great Lakes Crop Summit.
Chuck Lipstrew tells Brownfield the past year focused on educating new lawmakers about the state's second largest industry and finding bipartisan solutions on several issues.
There was legislation, for example, earlier in the year in the Michigan Senate that would have placed some new restrictions on the movement of grain trains and fertilizer transportation. That was concerning to us, but the system worked how it was supposed to work.
Lipstrew says he expects recent state investments in ag innovation to support growth of the sector.
Especially as we think about things like climate smart agriculture, regenerative agriculture, soil health, really important issues that many of our member companies are working on every day, and we're glad that Michigan State University is going to have some additional resources to work on those things.
In Lansing, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
The executive director of the South Dakota Corn Growers Association says it's clear the leaders of the agriculture committees in Congress are not finding agreement on how to fund the farm bill. Danita Murray tells Brownfield.
They need a breakthrough on funding, something that gets them past the disagreements they have, or we're not going to see a farm bill anytime soon.
She says last week's letter from Senate Ag Committee Chairperson Debbie Stabenow made it clear that she's not willing to use nutrition title funding for the commodities title, and
Mr. Bozeman's been pretty clear that he needs improvements that are expensive in the commodity title. And there's certainly debates over whether or not any of the conservation money that was originally earmarked for climate change could be used for anything else other than conservation and climate change in the farm bill.
Murray says there's been a lot of lines drawn on money, and it's up to lawmakers to work on a breakthrough. Hong Kong has seen an uptick in African swine fever in recent months. Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says
it's a situation where within the last 2 months we've seen significant cullings in a relatively small herd in Hong Kong. So this definitely could provide some short-term opportunity for U.S. exporters on the pork side as well.
Hong Kong's food service sector took a significant hit due to COVID-19 restrictions, but is starting to see a gradual recovery, and Hallstrom says there is room for growth. A commercial turkey farm in Davies County, Indiana, has tested positive for the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus. It's the first case in a commercial flock for that state in more than a year. The Swine Health Information Center is ramping up efforts to prepare the pork industry for the Japanese encephalitis virus. Executive Director Megan Niederwerder says JEV has been endemic in several Asian countries, so producers should be considering ways to reduce mosquito populations. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
No direct cash cattle business yet, and cash hogs are sharply higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is picking up, though, around midday. Bids have surfaced at $174 live. Asking prices are around $176 plus live in the south and $276 plus trust in the north. We could see some business develop as the day progresses. Box beef is lower at midday on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.12 at $300.54. Select is $1.54 lower at $286.84. At the Phillip Livestock Auction in South Dakota, there was very good demand for many long strings, load lots, and packages of feeder steers and feeder heifers, all of which sold on a very active market. Nearly the entire offering was home-raised, weaned, and had both spring and fall vaccinations, and carried light to moderate flush. Most of the offering was attractive despite recent weather conditions. Medium and large one feeder steer, 656 to 688 pounds, brought $260.50 to $280. Feeder steer, 701 to 741 pounds, brought $243.50 to $256. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 611 to 645 pounds, brought $248.50 to $268. Cash hogs are sharply higher at midday with very light negotiated purchases. Processors might not have moved a lot of hogs in the first half of the day, but they had to get aggressive in their procurement efforts to do so. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong on the global market for U.S. pork. China continues to face some production challenges, and there has been significant culling in the herd in Hong Kong because of African swine fever. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and hog weights continue to push higher, both add more pork to the market. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Director up 394 with a weighted average of 5135. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $39. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $23 to $35. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $24 to $34. And pork values are higher at midday, up $2.19 at $90.22. Bellies were up nearly $8. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
How would you define flexibility in an operating loan? It means a variety of rate and term options, a payment structure tailored to the cash flow needs of your farm or ranch. You'll find this and more from Compeer Financial, where we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Agra America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agra America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agra America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agra America's podcast directory at agraamerica.com/podcasts. agraamerica.com/podcasts.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Our first equipment consignment auction is this Friday at the Columbus Auction Yard. This auction features skid loaders, trucks, tractors, construction tools, trailers, and more. Our first equipment consignment auction this Friday at the Columbus Auction Yard. We have a farm toy auction next Tuesday, January 30th, at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction includes some hard-to-find toys and collectibles with pedal tractors, Roy Rogers toys, Big Buds, and tons more. A farm toy auction Tuesday, January 30th in Muscadet. Hey, the Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction is coming up in mid-February. We have tons of consignments already and more coming. Tractors, planting equipment, tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, and tons of farm equipment. This is a big auction and there's room for your equipment as well. Call now to consign your equipment to the Hillsboro Auction in mid-February. More info on all of these auctions at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up right now on short covering, technical buying, and the higher moving meal. Continue to watch chances for rainfall in parts of Argentina and Brazil. Brazil's harvest is just over 5% complete with generally disappointing yields. CONAB's next update for Brazil and the USDA's next round of supply and demand estimates are both out on February 8th. March beans are up 2 1/4 at 1241 and 3/4. May is a quarter higher at 1247 and a quarter. March soybean meal's up $2.50 at $3.63.60. March soybean oil's down 78 points at $47.44. Corn is modestly higher, continuing to hang just above the recent lows, also watching that weather in South America. Ethanol production dropped to a near three-year low last week as stocks hit an almost one-year high. March corn is up 5 1/4 at $4.51 3/4. May is 5 1/4 higher at $4.62. And as for wheat, it is higher with more precipitation in the forecast for U.S. hard and soft red winter growing areas. A global drop in prices has sparked new export demand, which could benefit the U.S., but that's also dependent on the relative strength of the dollar. The dollar is down today. Most active March, Chicago's up 13 3/4 at 6.10 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are higher, getting ready for this week's widespread direct cash business. Asking prices are $175 plus live and $276 plus dressed. February live's up $75 at $175.40. April's $45 higher at $178.27. March feeders are $55 higher at $234.20. And hogs are higher, rallying on cash and wholesale support, with February up $60 at $73.87 and April lean $1.47 higher at $81.80. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Dairy, it really does do a body good. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Dairy is a good fit for those active in the health and wellness industry. Chris Urban is with Dairy Management Incorporated.
87% of milk is water. The other 13% are different bioactives and nutrients. And so we're doing a lot of work to understand what those nutrients are, how we harness them in a more effective way to deliver products in the health and wellness space that are new and different to where we've been in the past.
He tells Brownfield.
There's been a lot of work around growth and performance. So people are looking for recovery from workouts or muscle recovery or activity. There's been a lot of things that have launched in the marketplace recently, and we see a lot of opportunity to continue in that space as well.
And Urban says there are nutrients that can help promote a better night's sleep.
Tryptophan actually is one of the nutrients that's in milk. And so, the work that we're doing is to try to say, can we harness tryptophan in a way that we can bring it into either food or beverages that really brings into a large enough amount that it can lead to sleep.
Studies have shown that dairy foods help support a healthy gut microbiome, which can lead to widespread health benefits. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hey, ladies, how do you like my new polyester shirt my mom bought at Penny's?
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for a look at life in January of 1979. On this week's Those Were the Days radio show, we'll be here for all kind of great memories. We'll be ringing that trivia bell as well, giving you the opportunity to win some fabulous prizes. And we'll be taking a request once again. Those Were the Days between 6 and midnight Saturday night is sponsored in part by Center Cinema Twins, along with Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel, Jones Chevrolet.